Winnie Who Now inspires a way of living in the world while recognizing that our true nature is infinite light that could never be of this world. Though, do not fret, this most serene, still, always moving, all-embracing and inspiring light serves you well and everyone else while we are living in the world. This light enters the world through you. You are a living expression of inspiration in the world. Yes, you. Take a good look at the cubicle self, heart, and mind and all of its various forms of fear. Take responsibility for making it. Yes, we made it. Sorry, can't blame anyone anymore. Do not blame, shame, or guilt yourself either. Simply see the cubicle self thought of disconnectedness for what it is. Nothing more than a little paper cut. Take a good look at those thoughts that give rise to a feeling of disconnection from yourself, others, and the pure spirit of peace. When they rear their cubicle head again and again, and I assure you they will, you will not mistake them as coming from your true self. Give these thoughts over to peace and allow inspiration to replace the disconnection and dispiritedness with connection and being inspired. Be a reflection of inspiration. Be who you truly are. Eventually, this light of who you truly are replaces the belief in who you are not, the cubicle self, which has really been stinking up the joint. Now, the scent of purification comes upon you, and now you see, feel, and touch the light of inspiration. This light will lead you every day in every way. In the light of inspiration, everything not only looks different, it is different. It is real. Experience your realness. Inspiration has all the moves, the lightness of a cloud, the strength of a tide, the one-pointedness of an arrow, the everywhereness of the sky, the swiftness of lightning, and the lingering of an eagle in flight. Inspiration is moving through every point in space and all of the space in between, in time and timelessness. Inspiration is moving through you. Let yourself be moved now.